The $11 billion East Side Access Project to connect the Long Island Railroad to Grand Central Terminal in New York City is finished with construction. Governor Andrew Cuomo says after years of delays, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority is expected to open the route by December 2022.
It is redesigning the entire Long Island Railroad experience, which is very important because Long Island is part of this economy, and making that commute work is vitally important.
The project was supposed to be finished in 2009 at around $4 billion. Delays were blamed on union contracts and overbidding. The new connection to New York City is expected to reduce commute time by up to 40 minutes and relieve traffic at Penn Station. Cuomo says that will increase track space for Metro North trains to arrive in Midtown Manhattan. You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, Connecticut could expand absentee voting soon. Body cams for Nassau County Police will cost millions. And what does Memorial Day look like post-pandemic? I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut voters will decide on the 2022 Election Day ballot whether to expand the state's tight restrictions on when they're allowed to vote by absentee ballot. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The ballot measure passed the state's General Assembly this week. Secretary of the State Denise Merrill says if approved by voters in 2022, it would give the General Assembly authority to make laws regulating early voting.
This would allow Connecticut to join the 44 other states that already have other days of voting where you can vote in person.
All Connecticut residents were given access to absentee ballots to prevent the spread of COVID-19 during the 2020 presidential election. Republicans criticized the ballot measure. They say the power it would give lawmakers to regulate early voting is too broad. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
Nassau County Police announced the purchase of 2,500 body cameras for about $2.5 million and millions more in annual data storage costs. WSHU's Charles Lane reports police officers will receive bonus pay of about $5 million to wear the cameras.
Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says he is still coming up with the policies and procedures around body-worn cameras.
So we're going to look at the city's policy. We're going to sit down with our unions. We're going to sit down and go, what's the best that serves the membership and the community?
The NYPD gives officers limited discretion on when to turn off cameras when interacting with the public. The NYPD also gives officers the ability to view footage before making statements regarding incidents. Police reform advocates say this allows police to tailor their statements to fit what the cameras saw. Suffolk police have a limited body-worn camera program that gives officers more discretion for when to turn off cameras while also allowing officers to view footage before making statements. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
Memorial Day commemorations will be smaller than usual for the second year in a row. More on that coming up at First Headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
All Connecticut residents and New Yorkers over 12 are able to get the vaccine. Residents can receive their first dose without an appointment at most state-run sites, though appointments could still be needed for second doses. In Connecticut, they can be scheduled online at ct.gov/covidvaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. New Yorkers can set up a second dose appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by phone at 833-697-4829. legislation that could automatically expunge the conviction records of around 300,000 people in Connecticut, now awaits a signature from Governor Ned Lamont. Starting in 2023, the bill would give those convicted a clean slate if they stayed out of trouble over the past 7 to 10 years. People who have never served time in prison say their drug possession and other minor convictions have made it difficult to secure housing, go to school, or find a job. Critics of the bill say it's unfair to crime victims, and they worry those with criminal records of more serious crimes, including hate crimes, would be in the clear. Connecticut residents can take a bus for free this summer to state parks and beaches. Governor Lamont says the pilot program, Park Connect, will be available starting Saturday, this Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. All buses will operate without collecting weekend fares, including Memorial Day, the Monday after Independence Day, and Labor Day. Popular bus routes on the Silver Sands Shuttle, Madison Shuttle, and Clinton Trolley will also be fare-free on weekdays. For the second straight year, Memorial Day commemorations at VA cemeteries will be affected by the pandemic. While the Department of Veterans Affairs has begun to lift restrictions on masks and gatherings at cemeteries it manages, Memorial Day ceremonies will be smaller than usual, Chris Hexel reports for the American Homefront Project.
Lynn Rolfe Jr. is a retired Army colonel who volunteers here at Leavenworth National Cemetery in Kansas, where about 40,000 veterans are buried.
All the way from Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Civil War. And my brother's buried out in Section 58C, Sergeant Rolfe.
That's Sergeant John Rolfe, who served a tour of duty in Vietnam. Lynn Rolfe spends weeks preparing for Memorial Day. Typically, hundreds of Boy Scouts would place American flags at every grave. There would be speeches and prayers and a bugler playing taps. That didn't happen last year. At first, Rolfe heard everything was canceled, but that was not acceptable.
We were able to work with our cemetery director and with all the precautions and all the social distancing and masks and everything else, we were able to have our formal ceremony. We weren't going to not do it. We weren't going to be told, no, you can't.
They ended up with a small event that was closed to the public. Only a handful of veterans group representatives were there.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, if you please stand, Sean Sullivan, one of our scouts, will offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
This year, another small event is planned. With the pandemic receding, the VA did lift restrictions on gatherings, but barely a week before Memorial Day. Too late for Rolfe and others to plan a typical full-scale commemoration.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The VA also lifted another rule that had limited attendance at burial services to 10 family members.
It's been really hard on them because it's, unfortunately, you know, a lot of the families, they don't have the brother and sister or aunts and uncles from Virginia or down in Oklahoma to be able to come back and participate in it.
Stacy Unziker says the group aspect of events like Memorial Day is important. Her father was killed in Vietnam 9 weeks before she was born.
I didn't get to ever so much as breathe the same air as my dad. So I tend to take anything honoring our fallen very much to heart.
For years, her father's death was something nobody really talked about.
Mostly because my grandparents couldn't accept that dad didn't come home. His body was not viewable. So they didn't have the closure.
She likes to honor veterans throughout the year, at events where hundreds of volunteers gather to lay wreaths at gravestones. She says that sense of community has been missing. The official Memorial Day ceremony at Leavenworth will be scaled back this year, but it will be open to the public. And the VA says those who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks. Rolfe, the retired colonel, encourages people to visit on Memorial Day or any day, for a quiet moment of reflection.
When you stand up on one of the far hillsides and look down over it, you're just amazed as the beauty of the place. Serene, solemn, but still beautiful.
And for people who do visit, Rolfe says they'll see a small sign that things are returning to normal. After missing last Memorial Day, the Boy Scouts were allowed back this year. And once again, visitors can expect to see 40,000 small American flags in front of each veteran's gravestone. I'm Chris Haxel in Leavenworth, Kansas.
This story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have an awesome Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday.